This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we are hitting the cool down for episode 170 here on Ref the District. Want to remind you that the current betting odds are with Jaden Daniels, Drake May closely behind, JJ McCarthy a distant third. You can check all of that stuff and all of your other NFL bets right there at Bet Online. Use the code BELIEVE to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. Maybe betting on the draft isn't your cup of tea. Don't worry, we have NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. You can bet on all your summer sports, as well as golf is going to be hitting full swing, not just at Top Golf, but on the courses as well. Again, you can use the code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get yourself 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Draft predictions, my favorite so far that I had seen already in the chat, and Stoner is reminding me that I have one other thing to do, and that is to let you know that there is a way for you to win a Scary Terry jersey, and that is by chatting with us right now. Put in hashtag Scary Terry. I'm told through our provider here that it doesn't matter if you're on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube, but I can guarantee you, we tested this out earlier, that it works if you do this through YouTube. So it should work wherever you're at, but comment hashtag Scary Terry for your chance to win a Terry McLaurin jersey. Stoner has a question.
I just wanted to make sure, like, the Scary Terry without the exclamation point, right?
Scary Terry without the exclamation point. Yes.
Okay.
I did feel like maybe I should have put a space in there, but I did. So the,
So do the hashtag. You got to hit the like button too. You have to hit the, I don't know. There's some weird connection there.
It gives you good vibes if you hit that like button.
And then
it gives you good vibes.
And then anywhere. If you're on Facebook, if you're watching on Twitter, if you're watching on YouTube, just hit that Scary Terry hashtag and it's automatic. We don't have to sit there and write everything down. It's all automatic. Mm-hmm. Nathan has done the research on this. We, like I said, we did a test earlier and it works. So once we pick, it's going to be pretty awesome. We're going to show you live on air as the software selects, right?
In fact, can actually show people right now what it's looking like. We only have 14 entries. I do want to stress for people, I've seen a couple of people like command these with the space. And you're going to want to make sure you take away that space. It's Scary Terry, one word, hashtag Scary Terry, to get yourself entered. So Gregory put himself in there. I saw that one go to 15. So we'll be giving that jersey away tonight. You will get a chance to see this draw in action. Just make sure that you put into the chat hashtag Scary Terry for your chance to win the Terry McLaurin jersey. We'll have that one going. We'll have the banner going up this entire time, and by all means, keep putting it into the chat, hashtag Scary Terry, just to make sure that you've entered. I can see that a lot of people fixed theirs because we just went from 15 to 22 as soon as people heard, okay, I can't have the space. So that's good. I want to see as many people as we can get in there and make sure that they have an opportunity to win that jersey.
Speaking of hashtags for this contest, just hopped on Twitter, to see if there's any breaking news. We have a new hashtag for the Commanders now. It is no longer hashtag HTTC. It is no longer whatever. It is Raise Hail. It came from Twitter. Start of a new chapter. Time to raise hashtag Raise Hail.
I think Tommy had been posting that one here, and I was going to use it for tomorrow's Raise Hail. I love it. I love the hail. Yeah. I think that's another great one. So Raise Hail. I love that one.
I saw that Tommy had tweeted that to us, but I didn't it didn't register with me that that's the new.
I just thought that I thought that was one of his things. The wow type deal. I personally very, very much love it. Entries still coming in there for the Scary Terry. Definitely make sure that you've entered for that. Do me a solid so I don't have anybody hating on me. I have it all lowercase. I just want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to win this jersey. So hashtag Scary Terry undercase, all one word, lowercase. I want to make sure everybody like Jeffrey here has an opportunity, or Joel has a legit opportunity to win this jersey. We are going to give away a lot more. I shared that for our tomorrow's live draft. We have a bunch of things to give away. Again, for our video listeners here today, you can see all the objects. But for today, it is a Terry McLaurin jersey. And we'll get to the giveaway here in a moment. You're going to have some time to be able to, you know, make sure that you're in there. Let's talk about some of these things that bold predictions that we have.
Okay.
The draft, but I'm going to do it after I give a little love here to our guys over there, Steve and the Command This podcast. I want to make sure I have the right button. That's the power button.
Whoa, who the heck?
This with a $4.99 donation. Make sure you all hit that like button and sub up. Respect, fellas, and caps, C-A-P-S, caps, caps, caps. Steve with the donation there. We appreciate you jumping in here and giving us that donation here. We're going to talk about Jack. Bold take: Commanders don't address the O-line until the third round. What do you guys think about this as far as a prediction for the draft this weekend?
Really good prediction.
Third round tackle, which That's means tough. You're probably getting like the 10th tackle available. Yeah. I ain't about that.
That's bold.
It is bold. It is a very, very bold take.
Well, actually, it's not really bold. It's really more sort of, that's more likely to happen than not, which is, you know, moving up and in, back into the first round. That's kind of bold that they would do that. But yeah, I mean, I hope they don't do that. I don't want the 10th best tackle in this draft. Well, no, because I'm not going in with Cornelius Lucas at left tackle. I'm just
why not bro? He's got starting experience.
Yeah, he's got like a game here, a couple games there. That's what he does well. There's a reason that he only goes in for spurts for a game here or a couple games there. So yeah, they need an offensive tackle more than anything, not named quarterback. So yeah, they need to move up back into the first round, I think, to get that.
And they might. And I think that's one of the reasons why it might just happen, right? As Doug mentions here, it's a possibility that they don't take one in the second round. If there's a run on tackles and there's nobody, you know, worth that 36 pick, you failed to move up, which I think that's the lesson that Adam Peters probably learned with the Trey Lance thing, is the value in moving up isn't usually there. It's not that it's not always there, you know, it's not something you don't do, but it's usually the value of moving up is too much. And if there's a run and they fail to put in a package to move up and take one of the tackles that are available there at the top of, or the bottom, depending on how you want to look at it, of the first round, then they're not reaching for a guy with 36 or 40 and they'll take somebody else in that regard. So it's going to be interesting to see how the draft goes. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Washington's going to find a tackle or at least an offensive lineman with one of those two second round picks.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on record and say this. I don't think Washington moves up into the first.
Yeah.
I know Jordan Reed has said it's the worst kept secret.
Yeah.
The only one saying that they're doing it are pundits.
That's right. That's right.
No, Adam Peters hasn't said I'm looking to do it. In fact, if you look at the top 30 visits, all the guys they brought in at the tackle position were guys that are going to be second round guys. No one's picking Jordan Morgan in the top 20 picks. That's just not happening.
Yeah. Now, while I agree that nothing's coming out of the Commanders camp, these pundits or these got, you know, these journalists are talking to other teams. And those other teams, guess what? They are talking to Washington because I'm, you know, everybody's talking to everybody. Washington's putting out feelers. What will it take to move back into the first round? So they're hearing it from other teams. They may not be hearing it from Washington. So it could be the case, but I think you're probably right, Nathan. I think it's more likely than not that they're not going to move back into the first round.
Yeah.
But I would love to see them do that and get one of these stud tackles because they certainly need it.
Yeah. And Gregory, I have seen Morgan in the bottom of the first as well. Yeah. What I said specifically, though, is no one's picking him in the top 20 picks, which I think it'd be a lot more reasonable to move in for picks 25 and up. I just don't think it's going to happen. That's going to be my first bold prediction here for the NFL draft tomorrow, which we will be streaming live and doing more giveaways. You can win a Sean Taylor jersey tomorrow. Trev, do you have a bold prediction, Commanders or otherwise, for the NFL draft? And of course, for all of our people listening, you can comment that as well, along with your Scary Terry chance to win a jersey.
My bold prediction is that we take a wide receiver with the number 40 pick in this draft. I know we talked about offensive lineman, maybe edge, then wide receiver, or offensive lineman, cornerback, edge, then wide receiver. And we've talked about it not being a huge priority, but I think they're going to pull the trigger and get one at 40 and go get one of these. Because it's pretty deep for wide receivers this year. Big and small, so slow and fast. So yeah, I'm thinking 40 wide receiver, and yeah, that's the guy, the Xavier Leggett guy from South Carolina.
Yeah, we like him.
Yeah.
If he's there at 40, we might need an edge though. But he's there at 40. I see us taking him at 40. Can't pass up on somebody like that high. So
my bold prediction is right along what TJ's putting out there is that I think J.J. McCarthy goes 3-2 to New England.
I personally hope he goes 2. But
stop
I will say this. I will say this. I agree with both of you here. Not necessarily just for May either. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be the third QB taken. Regardless of what happens
where
1 and 2, that McCarthy's the next QB off the board, whether or not it's before May or before Daniels. Daniels or May are going to slide, my belief anyways. I think people have really fallen in love with J.J. McCarthy. The front offices have fallen in love with J.J. McCarthy. They're going to take him before either May, who prototypical size, but some questions, or JD5, who, while dynamic, you know, you just had a QB in Justin Fields who was traded away. And people are going to, you know, people say, oh, he can comp to Lamar Jackson, but he's actually a better thrower, just not as dynamic a runner. You know, Justin Fields was a, you know, you can sit there and you can look all over this. One of them is going to fall. And if you watch, if you're going through all the mock drafts, which I realize most of us hate it, and I do have one queued up in case we wanted to do that here tonight, but you'll notice that a QB is actually getting to 11 consistently in the draft, meaning that most people are predicting that even though Minnesota can move up or the Raiders can move up for their guy, they might not have to.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that one of these QBs is going to slide. And I will go one even more. The QB is not going in the first four picks. It's not going to be QB, 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 QB for the first time in NFL history. That is not happening.
Is it going to be top three?
Because Arizona doesn't.
I would imagine top three.
I mean, somebody could move up to four to get their particular guy. But remember last year, when we were doing mocks and we were watching mocks and all this stuff, we saw Will Levis was like a top 10. He was a 5 or 6 guy on a whole lot of mocks, right? And even the ones that we did, if on PFF, right? Will Levis was consistently going top 10 on those. And he ended up, what, 34th, second pick of the second round, if I remember correctly. So, I mean, the quarterbacks are tough. We all thought Will Levis had moved his way into the top 10 for the quarterback, and he didn't go till second round. So I kind of agree with you, Nathan. I don't think they're going 1, 2, 3, 4, but I think they four quarterbacks are going in the top 15. I will say that.
Yeah, I feel that's pretty safe. I think that's a good one. I think that one's a pretty good one. The TJ had another one here. Bold take: Washington trades back into the first round with Seattle, who they do already have some trading experience with Sam Howell. Again, I don't think they're going to. The more I think about it, the more I think Adam Peters is good with staying pat. I think that's why they brought in the tackles that they did. I think that's why they're looking at who they want. I feel like if they wanted a closer look at Mims, who has questions, big guy, athletic guy, but you know, you're not sure, like you bring him in. They didn't bring him in. And if you look at San Francisco's history with their top 30 visits, the people that they bring in normally are the people that they actually have genuine interest. And so I think that kind of answers JG's comment here about the top 30 visits. Who do you think is most likely to be drafted by Washington, QB excluded, of course? And I mean, I'd have to pull back the list, but I would say at least one offensive tackle is going to be taken. I think it was very interesting that there was no wide receiver or running back taken. For all of us predicting that a wide receiver will probably be taken in the second round, I just don't know that that's going to be the case, because they
that could be a surprise.
Could be a, yeah. They're making us clubhouse. That's a surprise pick for later.
I can't believe it's tomorrow, y'all. I can't believe it.
I'm so tomorrow. Excited. I'm so sick of all these mock drafts. I'm so tired of them.
And by Friday night,
we're not doing a mock draft here in a moment.
Yes.
And by Friday night, we're going to have three new Washington command, at least three new Washington Commanders by Friday night.
By the end of Friday, we will have six.
By the end of Friday?
Second or third round. Yeah.
Six new Washington Commanders by the end of Friday night. How exciting is the next 2 days going to be? And the live stream tomorrow is going to be amazing. I mean, Nathan talked about all the giveaways that were given tomorrow. Again, if you're just joining us and you weren't here earlier, the guests we're going to have, Tailgate Ted's going to be live from the draft in Detroit in the inner circle right there towards the front of the stage. He's going to be here. The Dr. Chow is going to be here to talk to us about injury concerns for some of these potential draft picks to Washington. Former Redskin Anthony Armstrong is going to join us. And Eric Bickle, EB from the Junkies, will also be joining us to get his reaction after the pick is made, after Jaden Daniels is picked at number two. Just to let you know, that's who's being picked.
All sorts of good stuff. I'm only seeing 36 entries right now for this
one. We've got a 1 in 36 chance to win.
That's pretty good. Is crazy. We've got more than 270 eyes on right now. So some people might not be interested in getting a Terry McLaurin jersey, which is a little bit surprising.
We're not charging you for it, for crying out loud. It's free.
Yeah.
It's going to show up your house, your size, everything, and free. You don't have to do nothing but hashtag scary Terry. And
all lowercase, all one word.
Does it all have to be all lowercase?
I'm just making sure people have it verbatim in case I didn't write the programming for this. So I put it hashtag scary Terry, one word, all lowercase. I want to make sure people have a legit chance at this. I don't want there to be any issues. So like for NGA, who capitalized scary and Terry, because I didn't put it in like that, I don't want there to be some weird programming bug that says, oh, I didn't recognize NGA because they didn't have it in all lower caps. So that's it. So we're going to give people a little bit of time to do that. And I had one up here. 70 Chip had a really, really bold prediction. Washington moves in the first round, selects tight end Brock Bowers. That's really, really wrong, too. That's how bold that one is. That's a fire one. Brock Bowers, I think, will be overrated, as are most first-round tight ends. We looked at Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State, and looks good. We like him. We don't necessarily like him for Washington. We think there's other things to pick instead of a tight end for the Washington Commanders. So, Locked On Law, absolutely. I know you mentioned earlier, like, hey, all of a sudden we have all these people who kind of popped in just for the jersey. Well, we usually have about 300 people with us during our lives. And I think most people just tend to be a little bit more quiet. Now, we do appreciate those who comment, but we just appreciate anybody who's jumping in here. And we'll find ways. We're looking at membership, you know, things here on YouTube that maybe if you subscribe to a membership that we have separate things, separate content, and separate giveaways for members in that regard. But let's go ahead and move on. If I don't see any more bold predictions for the draft, looks like I think we're all ready to give away this jersey. So we currently have 39 people up here. And I agree with Gregory. Speak up. Yeah, Locked On Law. I know. I just wanted to make sure I did address that. I appreciate everybody who does jump in there, and but agree with Gregory as well. Speak up if you're here. We appreciate you, even if you're a passive viewer, but we'll keep doing things. And I did want to also say, like I said, we're looking at the membership thing. Is that a thing? I think that'd be something unique that we can do, but we want to make sure we do it right by providing you something for what you give us, right?
Wait, hang on. I want to enter real quick.
Yeah, you can try. If it's you, I will redraw.
I'm not eligible.
Not eligible. Is Trev wearing the prize? He is wearing his Carson Wentz jersey. He believed so much in
Carson Wentz. I still do. He's about to win the Super Bowl being the backup. So it's cool.
Hey, Trev, remember when we went to the game, right? We all went to the game. We're in that suite, and Carson Wentz was on the sideline just ripping it.
Put him in.
Oh, we had to watch Taylor Heineke go up and down the field and just puke away another
game against another season. Oh man, I really felt bad for our guy who won those sweet tickets. That was a cold night, and losing to the Giants.
Yeah.
Rough.
You just kind of threw that as an aside, Nathan, but last year we gave away sweet tickets, gave them away to a suite for a Commanders home game, with Ref the District, and it was a blast. We was tailgating and all kinds of stuff. So you follow Ref the District, and we hook you up.
Yeah, we try to do right by our viewers, create fun content, and do things like this. Are we ready?
Let's do it. How many entries?
There's currently 39. I was kind of hoping I would have gotten to a clean 40, but I don't think we're going to see any other people.
All right.
Winner should donate the jersey to Trev so he doesn't have to keep embarrassing himself with that winch jersey. I love it.
Well, I got RG3.
He's got RG3.
I will update it. Don't worry.
I think someone had asked earlier. Tommy had asked earlier, anyone got that JD5 jersey yet? And should Tressway give up his, we're at an even 40, by the way, give away his number five to the new QB? We'll tackle that after we give away this Terry jersey here.
All right.
So we do have 40, and now we're going to see this. So you can see, hopefully you see your name up here if you put it in. The winner is Matt Rowell. Really wanting it. Yeah, absolutely. So congrats to Matt. We'll try to reach out to you either here, or if you email us, Matt, at refthedistrict@gmail.com. Matt, I believe you were deployed. I hope that you're back home and safe, but if not, we'll work with you on making sure that jersey gets to where you want it. But congratulations, Matt, for winning the jersey. Been a big supporter of the channel starting, I think, just this past season. So we appreciate him coming there. So Matt is deployed. So we do wish you first and foremost your safety, but yes, do reach out to us if we can't get a hold of you through the YouTube. Make sure you email us refthedistrict@gmail.com and we'll make sure that we get this jersey to either you or from before. So
nice.
Raise hail.
Pretty cool. Excellent. It's that easy. And tomorrow, again, all kinds of giveaways, the same sort of idea that that we just did, where we're going to have a hashtag and people got to enter that way. And spoiler alert, although I haven't discussed this with either of these two guys yet, but if you get in early tomorrow, we start at 7:30, we're giving away something really good right at the start for all those guys. Like who was that? Lockdown or no, who was that?
Lockdown Law was here early.
If you're going to get in early tomorrow, we're going to give a good one away in the first probably 5 to 10 minutes. Okay. So when people are just kind of getting settled in.
Spoiler alert, since he didn't discuss that with the crew, that is not going to happen until further notice. So I'm just kidding.
If that's the case, then everyone on board, you didn't hear this from them, but everyone's on board here in Ref the District with JJ at 2. We will be streaming live Hurley tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern.
Did you even hear that?
Nope, he totally missed it.
Bro, he just said that we all are agreeing that JJ McCarthy will be number 2.
Oh, I did hear that. Yeah. He's been trying to sell that for I don't know how long.
I've been pushing that one. Okay, Matt is back home safely drinking a beer. So I appreciate that update. Good. Hopefully it's a good beer. I might have one after we are done here. That question to the JD5, should Tressway give up his number 5? Yeah. To the new QB, yes. I'm a big Tressway guy.
Next year anyway, it's fine.
I'm a big Tressway guy. I've got a number 5 Tressway black jersey, and if the franchise savior, which he's going to be dubbed, regardless of whether or not he is, it's a punter's number. What do you want? What do you want?
He's going to be gone next year anyway. Insane. You don't give up your number to the rookie.
No, you make him pay for it, but you give it to him.
You're probably going to take a little bit off that rookie paycheck.
No. You do not give it up. Oh, 1,000,000,000%. No way.
Yeah, you do, bro. It's stress away. It's fine.
Who was number who? Remember when Kirk Cousins first got here? He wore what? He wore number 8.
He wore
number 12. Right. So who was it? Because he couldn't get 8. Right? That's why he had to wait until number 8 left. Who was number 8?
Also a fourth-round rookie who is the second QB your team took.
Thank you very much.
I guarantee you Robert Griffin III didn't have to wait for somebody to give up number 10. That was his number.
I hate to bring this up, and I'm not trying to speak sort of ill will on the man, but Mr. Haskins should not have taken number 7 from Joe T. You just don't do it.
Joe T could have said no.
Joe T would have got cremated for that if he had said no.
He wouldn't.
I don't know that Joe cares enough, but
no. Tressway's number. You don't give it up to a rookie just because. No,
Tressway's leaving next year anyway.
No, here's the thing.
Nobody is really ever going to associate 5 with Tressway in their life, right? What? I'll one up this. Sean Taylor wore 36 his rookie year. People remembered him as 21. If the rookie takes 5 from Tressway and wins playoff games, nobody's going to remember, oh yeah, he got that number from Tressway. You know, right. I also don't think numbers are that important outside of, I will say, Mariota should not be in zero. That's an awful choice.
Give that to somebody
If anything, the rookie should be taking Mariota's number. What the fuck are you doing in 0? You want to talk about the number of snaps you're seeing this year? Like, what? Why?
When I see Tressway this spring in camp or this summer in camp, I'm going to tell him, Nathan, that his fellow Boomer Sooner.
I know. I really want that jersey signed.
Was just telling him to get rid of his number to some rookie.
Stop it.
Just because.
Stop. He's not just some rookie. He's already.
By the way,
I will get another Tressway jersey if he changes numbers.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that. I'm going to remember and hold you to that. But isn't part of the case also that somebody, whether it's Tressway or Jaden Daniels, has to pay for all of the inventory that's out there for Tressway jerseys before they can actually consummate the change. So, I mean, I can't believe you guys are just letting some rookie come in and decide what number he wants.
I'm not going to let you keep doing this. He's not just some rookie, okay? You put him up against Justin Herbert as some rookie. Now you put him up against Tressway as some rookie.
That's all he is. He's proved nothing. He's a zero. He's a zilch. He's a nothing until proven otherwise. You don't start giving him special privileges like that until he earns it. Go out and earn it, my friend.
He earned the number two pick in the draft.
That doesn't mean nothing in the NFL.
As a Staniels donor, let me ask you this. He takes 14. I'm not sure if 14's taken right now. Sam Howell just vacated the number. So let's say he takes 14. Jaden Daniels does, who's your guy. He wins Offensive Rookie of the Year, and we're in the playoffs. You're saying next year he can be like, Tress, I'm taking 5.
Sure. That's a little bit different. Yeah. That's when he's actually proven something.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Action. We draft Caleb Williams. Are you going to say he's just some rookie? He can't have Tressway's number either.
Yes.
No.
A rookie should never come in and take a number from an established veteran. We're not talking about. He's not trying to get a number from Kazmir Allen.
He's the punter. On the
practice squad. You're talking about a guy who, I hate to tell you all this, but Mr. Tressway is going into the Ring of Honor at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. At number, so you're at number just 5.
But allow some rookie to come in and take a Ring of Honor number? No.
Yes. That
should never happen. Should never happen.
Yes.
Y'all are nutso. I can't believe.
I'll call Tressway. Let's get Tressway on the show, and I bet you he'll agree. Yeah, he can have 5.
Zaccheaus doesn't have an inventory to buy out, so Zaccheaus can give up 14.
What was Tressway's number in college?
Dude, I can barely remember yesterday. What are we doing here?
You
can look that up. We'll have some more fun. You're going to want to join us tomorrow. I've kept the giveaway picture for tomorrow up, just so that way you can see it. As Stoner mentioned, we'll give away something right at the beginning, streaming live at 7:30. Of course, we're live every Wednesday for you to join as well here on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And then we're on your favorite audio platforms as well. Trev looks like he has an answer.
36
for a punter.
Yeah, numbers don't matter, in my opinion. I'm Nathan Perry. That's the Stoner. That's Trev here. Ref the District, brought to you by Bet Online and Don't Sleep Energy. And until next time,
raise hail.
Oh, I love it. Be a fan.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.